204. O phoenix of that immortal flame kindled in the sacred tree, Baha'u'llah, may my life, my soul, my spirit be offered up as a sacrifice unto his lowly servants, hath during his last days on earth given the most emphatic promise that through the outpourings of the grace of God and the aid and assistance vouchsafed from his kingdom on high, souls will arise and holy beings appear who as stars would adorn the firmament of divine guidance, illumine the dayspring of loving kindness and bounty, manifest the signs of the unity of God, shine with the light of sanctity and purity, receive their full measure of divine inspiration, raise high the sacred torch of faith, stand firm as the rock and immovable as the mountain, and grow to become luminaries in the heavens of his revelation, mighty channels of his grace, means for the bestowal of God's bountiful care, heralds calling forth the name of the one true God, and establishers of the world's supreme foundation. These shall labor ceaselessly by day and by night, shall heed neither trials nor woe, shall suffer no respite in their efforts, shall seek no repose, shall disregard all ease and comfort, and detached and unsullied, shall consecrate every fleeting moment of their lives to the diffusion of the divine fragrance and the exaltation of God's holy word. Their faces will radiate heavenly gladness, and their hearts be filled with joy. Their souls will be inspired, and their foundation stand secure. They shall scatter in the world and travel throughout all regions. They shall raise their voices in every assembly, and adorn and revive every gathering. They shall speak in every tongue and interpret every hidden meaning. They shall reveal the mysteries of the kingdom and manifest unto everyone the signs of God. They shall burn brightly, even as a candle in the heart of every assembly, and beam forth as a star upon every horizon. The gentle breezes wafted from the garden of their hearts shall perfume and revive the souls of men, and the revelations of their minds, even as showers, will reinvigorate the peoples and nations of the world. I am waiting, eagerly waiting for these holy ones to appear, and yet how long will they delay their coming? My prayer and ardent supplication at eventide and at dawn is that these shining stars may soon shed their radiance upon the world, that their sacred countenances may be unveiled to mortal eyes, that the hosts of divine assistance may achieve their victory, and the billows of grace rising from his oceans above may flow upon all mankind. Pray ye also, and supplicate unto him, that through the bountiful aid of the ancient beauty, these souls may be unveiled to the eyes of the world. The glory of God rest upon thee, and upon him whose face is illumined with that everlasting light that shineth from his kingdom of glory.